The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May we be guided by the power of the Holy Spirit this day and always. Amen. Jesus says to us today, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And then he says it again, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. In this passage in John, we see it five times in eight verses that Jesus says, lays down my life, or a variation of such. So if Jesus is saying this so many times, I think we should note well that he is saying it for a reason. I lay down my life. Jesus says this at the same time as he is saying, I am the good shepherd. Here, we must not forget who is speaking. First to the Pharisees, the religious leaders in context, and then to you and me today, it is I am who is speaking. Jesus is saying something very bold here. He is saying, I am, and we see this a few times in the book of John. I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. You come to the communion table receiving bread for life, for forgiveness, for salvation, for strengthening of your faith. You receive the bread of life as you go through, as you get your daily bread, knowing that you have been given clothing and a place to stay and food to keep you going on your way. Ah, yes. I am the light of the world. In him there is no darkness, right? As a candle lights into a room, the darkness fades away. So with Jesus too, our darkness fades away. The darkness of our sin is gone. In him there is light. And in him we walk forward in that light, that newness that comes through him. I am the gate, the door, you might hear it as. No other way can you get to heaven except through the door, Jesus. Jesus is the gate, too, that protects from evil trying to get in. And he keeps us protected, keeping us in his fold. Of course, today we're talking about I am the good shepherd. Another phrase we hear in John, I am the resurrection and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We talked about it with the kids. With the resurrection, there is life. That death of Jesus, our own death, is not the end. In Jesus' resurrection, we too have life, right? I am the way the truth, and the life. Last week we talked about the true reality, different from some of those reality shows like the dancing show, Dancing with the Stars, or the other one, So You Think You Can Dance. So who watches those? You guys weren't very quick to admit which reality shows, but I called you out. But Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Only through Him can we reach the heavenly realms. He is the only way. He is the only way to life forever. I am. I am the true vine. We see it again in communion, the fruit of the vine that we receive at the table of our Lord. And we're connected. We're connected to the branch. We are a part of the very vine, Jesus Christ Himself. And we recall Moses speaking to God, Moses asking God, "What should I call you, God?" Or, "What should I call you, you?" God says, "I am who I am." That's kind of a confusing answer, isn't it? But think about it. I am. I always was. I always will be. I always am. We see this in Exodus 3. God goes on to tell Moses, "Say to the Israelites, the Lord, Yahweh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation." And so when you see the words, "the Lord," all capital in the Bible, that is Yahweh. The Lord, you see it over 5,000 times, and you remember, I am. He was, He is, He will be. He was before the beginning. He was at the beginning. He is now. He will be forever. And so this is the name that the Pharisees knew of God. And now Jesus is using these words for Himself, I am. The Pharisees, the leaders, don't appreciate this comparison that Jesus is saying He is, I am. Because after all, this is a name for God. And let's not forget that Jesus had just healed a man who was physically blind from the time he was born. This man then going forth, healed, worshipped the Son of Man, God. And the blind man says, if he, Jesus, were not from God, he could do nothing. He is God. He is, I am. So, I wonder today on April 22nd, 2018, if we're hearing the I am, the very Son of God, saying, I am the Good Shepherd. Does His saying, I am the Good Shepherd, carry any weight for us? Does His saying, I am the Good Shepherd, have any meaning for us? Or are we blind as the Pharisees were blind? Well, I know we certainly don't have a lot of shepherd comparisons in our digital age as we get the, what is it called, Caitlin? The new Switch game? Lado? Labo? What was it? Labo? Labo. Yes, it's a new game that came out today. We're in a digital age. We don't know about sheep and shepherds, do we? No, not so much. Well, some of you might have grown up around a farm. You know a little bit about sheep and shepherds and things like that, but many of us have not. We don't get it. The reference to a sheep and shepherd kind of goes over our heads. But I do truly believe that it is important for us to concentrate on this verse, this passage, from time to time. So let's get right into our Bibles. You can turn to page 1614 in your Bible there, that green Bible. I think it's green. John 10, verse 14 and following, it's also in your bulletin, and Jesus says this. John 10, verse 14 and following. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. My sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this pen. Jesus is talking about Gentiles, not just the Jewish population. He's going to care for them as well. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. They too will listen to my voice. There will be one flock and one shepherd. Even if we didn't grow up around a farm, we find hope in this passage. As we listen to Jesus in the words of the good book, as we are in worship and reading the Bible on our own, we are part of the flock. One flock, the church, with one shepherd, Jesus himself. Jesus goes on, verse 17. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. And this takes us right to the epistle lesson that we heard in 1 John 3, that letter that says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life. That's not it, is it? That's not all. There's more. John writes, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Jesus laid down his life. We then lay down our lives. We serve at Lumberton and bring food pantry food and care for those in our community and in our own homes so that they start to connect with Jesus, so that we all grow in the Lord and make Him known. The passage also continues in John, 1 John. Dear children, as John often says, let us not love with words or tongue, but in actions and in truth. And isn't this what Jesus Himself does? He loves in actions and in truth, in addition to loving with words. Jesus Himself lays down His life for His sheep. Jesus Himself lays down His life for us. And then He takes it back up again as He is raised to life. So I'm going to date myself, because I'm going to say that the kids would say that this is epic. That Jesus would die for us, being one who would lay down his life. And then he takes it back up again, that he has life forever, that we too get that. We get that gift as dear children of God. We too get the gift of life forever through Jesus. Indeed, epic. And so we see that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. The reason Jesus is the Good Shepherd goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Jesus is the I Am. He was, He is, He ever shall be. He was before the beginning. He was at the beginning. He is now. He will be forever. He is the Son of Man. He is God. If He were not from God, He could do nothing, as the formerly blind man says, who now sees and then believes and worships Jesus. I am. This Good Shepherd Jesus prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our heads with oil. Our cup overflows. We were blind too. Now we see. We were dead in our trespass. Now we are alive. Because He is I Am, we will dwell in His house forever. The house of the Lord. Salvation is found in no other name under heaven given by which we must be saved. Only through Jesus, the Good Shepherd, are we saved. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Not only does he lay down his life for us, the sheep, he provides for us. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside still waters. I always am reminded as I hear these waters over here of baptism, that Jesus leads us beside the quiet waters. That we can sup of water and quench our thirst. That he takes care of us as a good shepherd. He restores our souls. He cares for us. He gives us rest. He gives us peace. He gives us restoration. And as Jesus himself says, others, thieves, will come only to steal and to kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Now, on this earth, with trickling water, with food for our soul, and into eternity, we have life through him. This is very good. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For you, good shepherd, are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. This too is good. And so Jesus is the good shepherd. And finally, Jesus is the good shepherd. He guides us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Because the Lord is our shepherd, we don't have to be in want. We have all that we need for this life. We have all that we need for the life to come. We have belief in him. We have been made right through him. We have forever rest in him. We have life and have it to the full through him. And so then we live for others because of him. Surely goodness and love, surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. We have goodness and love and mercy that we then share all the days of our lives because there are other little lambs who need him. Jesus is the good shepherd. He says that, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Let us also say, like the man who was born blind, Lord, I believe. Let us worship him. Let us too lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters, all because the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not be in want, all because he says, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. He is the good shepherd. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Peace, love, faith, grace, mercy from our good shepherd, the I Am, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, be to us all. To him be glory now and forever. Amen. Amen.